We're on the telephone with John Ice. John is a climate services program manager with the National Weather Service Central Region. And John, the Climate Prediction Center issued its 90-day forecast yesterday, taking us through April. And let's talk first of all about temperature and what you're seeing as far as the temperature outlook for February, March, and April.
Thank you for having me on, Ken. And the current three-month outlook for February through April does indicate quite a difference if you go from the northern plains through the central plains and across most of the high plains, that we're seeing pretty much what we would call equal chances. In other words, there's pretty much, we have equal chances that we could be above normal, or we have equal chances that it could be below normal or even at normal. The only differences would be in temperature now we're speaking of, is that off or the far north, if you get into like North Dakota, the chances kind of start leaning more to below normal temperatures. And as you gradually move more south, you get into, let's say, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and down into Texas and New Mexico, we definitely see more of a signal saying that temperatures will be going more into an above normal category. Now, as far as precipitation, when we look at that, it's pretty much the same idea that a good part of the Missouri River Valley into the High Plains, we're at equal chances there too. So, it could very likely be above normal, it could very likely be below normal or right at normal. The only difference is that if you go into portions of, let's say, the eastern Dakotas into the upper Midwest, Minnesota, let's say, Wisconsin, the signal's more for above normal precipitation in that region. Now, if we go a little farther to the south, though, if, let's say Colorado, western Kansas, then on south and west, it still looks like leaning towards a little bit into the below normal category of precipitation.
Now, we visited quite a bit there, I guess, about the kind of the Great Plains area, or what we might call the Western Corn Belt. You also, I believe, go as far east as Indiana. So what are you seeing maybe as we go a little further east?
Well, as we go further east, recently, particularly, let's say, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, southern Illinois, southeast Missouri, they've had some very good rain and very beneficial rains that have helped out quite a bit, helped us recover from what we had during 2012 in the drought period. And so things are looking actually pretty good in that area, but we still have a few long-term concerns in that area, even though we have, waters moving well in the rivers right now. We have some concerns that, how deep does the soil moisture go and how much moisture will there be going in the spring? So if we can keep the precipitation going, we'll be in pretty good shape probably overall from that perspective. The rest, so that area is not looking too bad going in the spring. We are seeing with the precipitation that there's a little bit of lean towards a wetter than normal period going into spring here. So overall, though, we'll have to keep an eye on it. As we all know, it doesn't take much to turn it around really fast, and timing, of course, is everything.
John, what are the factors that you see influencing the weather? I know we talk about La Nina and El Nino and those types of systems, but what are the main factors you see influencing the weather the next 90 days?
At this point in time, and the factor of El Nino or La Nina, which in many winters has a large impact, really is not having any type of influence this winter, because we are in what's known as a neutral condition. So we neither have La Nina nor El Nino. So at this point in time, typically that would be the largest factor. Now, that's what, when we look at that for the next 90 days, that is usually our main driver. It'll tell us which way we're going. Unfortunately, when we're in a neutral condition, that kind of drops our confidence in our forecast. So even though, you know, what I just said is our best forecast at this point in time, given our situation, the confidence level is generally fairly low on that.
And is 90 days as far as you go? Do you look into the summertime at all? Or?
Well, anytime we go into the summer, we really don't have a whole lot of skill as climate forecasters. Typically, it's very, very hard to find anything that we can really relate, saying, well, if we have, an El Nino situation, this is the type of precipitation or temperatures we'll have in the summertime. And the same thing for precipitation. So there's really not a whole lot we can say for the summer that would really tell us much as far as above or below normal, either for temperatures or precipitation.